Proclamation number 6480 of 19th of February, 1956. Workings of the Unspirits. Obsession. The process of redemption of the fallen spirits takes place as my wisdom has decided since eternity, for I alone know about the deformation of what once emerged from me in all perfection, and therefore I also know about the means and ways to reshape it, to achieve the former perfection. The deification of my creatures is my aim, which I will certainly achieve one day. But this deification requires unthinkably long times, it requires eternities for human concepts, whereas for me the duration of time is irrelevant, because I am from eternity to eternity. As long as consciousness is taken from the beingness, as long as the spiritual being dissolved by me, for the purpose of reaching its aim, still walks through the most diverse creations, this spiritual being also still lacks the concept of time. Only when the soul particles belonging to an original being have gathered again and now occupy the human body as a soul does this being become self-aware, and time also becomes a concept for it. Now the being needs a once fallen original spirit. Only needs to work on itself for a short time in order to complete the process of redemption, if it is willing to do so. But in this short time of earthly life it is to strive with all its strength towards the aim, to carry out the last purification, to free the soul from all dross which still clings to it, because it is still in the realm of the one who is responsible for its fall into the abyss. And this realm is filled with unspirits, with beings who failed in earthly life, who could not muster the will to detach themselves from him, whose nature resembles that of their ruler and who are filled with hatred towards all upwardly striving beings. These evil spirits surround the human being and seek to gain influence on the soul, on the thinking, feeling and willing of the human being. And the human being must now fight with all his strength against their oppression, which he can also do with the help of Jesus Christ. Thus these spiritual evil beings will try to stir up all bad qualities in the human being, and it can therefore be said that every vice, every bad habit, every ignoble quality is the influence of such evil spirits on the human soul, and that these evil spirits can also take root in the human being if he allows himself to be completely dominated by them. If he is not at all willing to resist them, then he will have to make great efforts to get rid of these spirits, and only the firm bond with Jesus Christ, the heartfelt prayer to him for help, will liberate him from these beings which, however, are still full of resistance to every ray of love themselves, because they, as Satan's followers, hate everything good and therefore are not allowed to take root in people who consciously strive towards me. Although they will always have an effect from outside, they can be warded off far sooner. However, once they have taken possession of the soul, the liberation from them is extremely difficult and requires a strong will. And then you humans can speak of possession, then the working of satanic forces is obvious. And the reason for this is that the soul in its preliminary development has not yet reached the degree but the time of its embodiment has approached, and therefore the earthly struggle is particularly difficult to become free from all its urges, vices and cravings which give those demons the opportunity to harass it or even slip into it. The soul in itself is a fallen original spirit against which other original spirits fight on behalf of their lord in order to make it impossible for it to return. Yet I myself stand on the side of this fallen original spirit, and through my act of salvation a barrier has been erected between this original spirit, which lives on earth as a human being, and the spirits of the deep. Every soul which professes me in my act of salvation takes refuge behind this barrier and can no longer be harassed by these monsters in such a way that it falls prey to them. Only the poisonous breath from darkness can touch them mentally, which necessitates constant vigilance, constant prayer and intimate union with me. You humans are therefore not at the mercy of these satanic forces if you defend yourselves against them. For this I died on the cross, that the power of Satan might be broken. Amen.